This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hello everyone, this is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb, and since I'm our self-appointed in-house airline customer service watchdog, I'm always interested in any new developments in the airline world, and this week there are some, and surprise, passengers say airlines are doing better. To tell us about this today is David Van Amberg, who's director of the American Customer Satisfaction Index. Thanks for joining us, David, and I'll launch right into it. So these days the airlines are charging higher fares, but their customers say they're doing a better job. How are they pulling that off?
Well, I think in part it's because customers are becoming cleverer when they fly at avoiding the various fees and extra costs. We're finding that while passengers are not terribly satisfied with checked baggage fees, as you can imagine, fewer of them are checking baggage over the last couple of years. So passengers are in essence saving themselves money by finding ways to fly without having to check baggage.
Does the survey indicate or can you tell if not checking baggage, apart from the additional cost, also makes for a more hassle-free airline experience? Could that be going on here too?
Absolutely. Insofar as customers simply don't have to deal with various service aspects, that can make that experience all the more pleasant.
And what other kinds of things did you learn in surveying the various airlines? And I noticed from the list here, you didn't look at all of them. You look at about 8 or 10 of them, it looks like.
That's correct. We're looking at the largest airlines, the ones that are most easily for which we can most easily find customers when we're doing our calling throughout the United States to do interviews. I think the biggest issue that stands out is that budget airlines, low-cost airlines, no-frills airlines, however we want to define them, are doing a better job at satisfying customers than the big legacy carriers in general, and cost is really the factor here. In a weakened economy, a challenged economy, where consumers generally are looking to stretch their dollars as much as possible, the airline industry as a whole is not one that has received high marks over the years for being a great service experience, regardless of which airline you're flying. So the differentiation for customers is, what's the price? If I can fly much more cheaply on a JetBlue or a Southwest, I'm going to be more satisfied with that experience than a costlier airfare on one of the big carriers like a United or a Delta.
If you look at the deep discounters, Spirit, for example, with probably a relatively high customer satisfaction rating, do they attract a customer who comes in kind of knowing what to expect and having lower expectations at the service level?
That's exactly right. What we would say is that the JetBlues, the Spirits, they do a good job of meeting what are essentially much lower expectations of their passengers. You know what you're going to get from a JetBlue experience, from a Spirit experience. You also know what you're going to pay for that experience, less than you're going to pay for some other airlines. And as long as you get there safely, you have your eyes are wide open going in what that experience is going to be like, and you know that you're paying less for it. And those carriers do a better job at satisfying customers because, as you said, frankly, they do a good job of matching the customer experience, the actual experience, to what those customers are expecting prior to having the experience.
And speaking of JetBlue, for the first time, it has risen to the top of your survey.
That's correct. There was a slight drop off for Southwest Airlines, which we attribute to their acquisition of AirTran. We find typically not only with airlines but many industries in the services sectors, when two large organizations merge, there tend to be some glitches and hiccups over a period of time as technologies are merging and so on. In airlines in particular, it's things like rewards programs, frequent flyer miles, reservations, and so on. Sometimes you see wires getting crossed, and there are problems with those kinds of technologies when they merge. And satisfaction will suffer as a result for a year or two, and then it tends to bounce back, as it did for Delta. We saw Delta take a big drop last year in the wake of their Northwest merger, and they have now recovered from that. They've regained the ground they lost a year ago.
If you're advising airlines, either individually or as a group, on how to improve their customer service and the experience for the traveling passenger, what would the most important advice be?
I think given the situation we have with high fuel costs, pricing the way that it is, the lack of services, the extent to which airlines could get customers to appreciate or feel that they are getting a better value in terms of some kind of quality improvement. It doesn't have to be anything radical, some kind of return to, you know, everybody getting meals on the plane and so on, but little ways that the airlines might be able to make passengers feel like they're getting a little better service, they're getting some amenities, they're getting some kind of enhancement to the quality of the experience for the money that they are paying. I think that would go a long way to improving satisfaction with the industry. We've seen it in the hotel industry. We've seen with hotels much higher levels of satisfaction, even though room rates have been rising, because hotels have been very good at throwing in little bells and whistles and coming up with ways to make guests feel that they are actually getting an enhanced experience with their hotel stay for the money that they're paying. With airlines, the problem has been more that they're charging these fees for things that customers aren't going to appreciate improves the value of the experience or enhances the quality of the experience. They're simply getting charged fees for doing things that they used to do without being charged those fees. So there's really no cost-benefit analysis there where the customer says, yeah, I feel like I'm paying this fee to check my bag, but here's the benefit I'm getting out of it. They're not seeing that benefit.
I noticed from the survey that the airlines in general, among all the types of businesses you survey, which is a fairly wide range, airlines seem to finish near the bottom. Companies and businesses like food service and shipping, FedEx and so forth, do better. Is that just the nature of the airline beast, or is there something else going on there?
I think in large part it is the nature of the beast. I would never expect that air travel would reach the levels of a full service restaurant experience or a fast food experience, simply because regardless of the extent to which airlines might, given infinite resources in an ideal world, enhance the quality of the experience, a flight from coast to coast still takes several hours. It's still a fairly cramped experience. Airlines certainly cause some of their own logistical problems in terms of online arrivals, but it's not all their fault either. We are, of course, beholden to the weather and various factors out there that are beyond the control of the individual airlines that can make the experience less pleasant than other kinds of service experiences where you know, you simply won't see other types of factors intervening like that.
Which is a sad way of saying that it's probably not going to get too much better than it already is.
Incrementally, there are certainly ways that the airlines could improve, but yes, it would be surprising. I wouldn't say it's impossible, but it would be surprising if we saw airline satisfaction at the kind of levels that we see for some other industries. Yes.
Well, we can always hope. David, thanks for speaking with us. The survey is interesting, and listeners can look for a report on AvWeb and then also at the American Customer Satisfaction Index website. I assume you'll be publishing this there.
Yes, absolutely.
And why don't you give us that URL while we're here?
Sure. It is www.theacsi.org.
Okay. Well, thanks for speaking with us, David.
My pleasure.
We've been speaking with David Van Amberg, who's director of the American Customer Satisfaction Index. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.